AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. 2021 is here, but it was a different kind of New Year's Eve thanks to COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a look.
2021 arrived not a moment too soon for a nation weary of nearly a year of pandemic disruptions and shutdowns, but COVID-19 is still here, and the celebrations were anything but normal. In New York's Times Square, it wasn't about crowd control, but crowd prevention, as very few were on hand to witness the iconic ball drop. Tourist Cole Zeiser was there.
It's our first time in New York on, New Year's Eve, and it's not going to be what we wanted.
In a sobering note, California officials said Thursday the Golden State has surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mike Gracia.
On Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve TV special, President-elect Joe Biden said he sees better days ahead.
I'm more optimistic about America's chances than I've ever been, and I've been around this for a while. We have the most productive workers in the world. We've now found vaccines that are available, and they're going to work if people... We can just have to get a better way to getting more out there.
There are tensions around the world to be dealt with. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the U.S. He spoke ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. Trump administration officials have warned of a possible Iranian attack to mark it, and U.S. B-52 bombers have made two flyovers in the past month, while a nuclear submarine has been sent into the Persian Gulf. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces say one of their explosives handling teams is working to neutralize a large mine discovered on an oil tanker in the Gulf. They're also helping evacuate the ship's crew. And a steady trickle of trucks is rolling off ferries and trains on both sides of the English Channel. This after Britain's split from the European Union became formal and final. This is AP News. College football's bowl season is building towards its big finale. Last night, the Liberty Bowl saw West Virginia ride a fourth-quarter touchdown past Army. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Backup Austin Kendall threw a 20-yard touchdown pass to T.J. Simmons with 5:10 left, giving West Virginia a 24-21 win against Army in the Liberty Bowl. The Cadets had a chance to tie it with 1:50 left before Quinn Moretzky's 39-yard field goal was wide left. Josh Chandler ended Army's final possession with an interception and led the Mountaineers with 13 tackles. Simmons had two scoring grabs before announcing after the game that he'll give up his senior season and enter the NFL draft. Tyer Tyler had three rushing touchdowns to tie a Liberty Bowl record, but the Cadets fell to 9-3. I'm Dave Ferry.
Two big games later today determine the national championship matchup. Number 4 Notre Dame and top-ranked Alabama kick off just after 4 Eastern in a Rose Bowl that's been relocated to Texas because of the pandemic. Then it's number 2 Clemson versus number 3 Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.